Hello. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. I hope you're having a great weekend. I've got a wonderful show for you today. Here's what's inside. First, an awesome playlist of tunes from Ghana, Mali, Portugal, and the DRC. We'll also listen to my latest Drop the Needle Challenge. Today's guest is VOA multimedia producer and former professional basketball player, Sheck Thierro. We'll see how he does on that and then also learn about his passion for music and his foundation, Dane of Africa, that helps young athletes obtain high school and college scholarships in the United States. Today's feature is a studio visit here at the VOA headquarters from South African township music maestro Mongezi Ntaka. He performs live and shares the backstory to his latest collaborative album, Ukubonga, with award-winning vocalist Lorraine Klassen. Mongezi and Lorraine are the emissaries of South African township music in North America and perhaps worldwide. We speak a lot about the album, listen to samples of it and other related music, and you're just going to love it. So that's it. That is the show. Now, you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Ghana, here's We Dey Chill by IL and featuring Kwame Eugene and Fati.
Call me for my mind. I get to sugar daddy on the line. On the line. For day, we go do the dance bright again. Eh, we know the delay. Only money go fi stand in my way. I got my concussion. Obi Anthony collection. Got your key work carnation. So we no get time for your confusion.
Kwame Eugene Bob Bonka, the same guy where they give you the banga. Ah, Mumfa, a brand new for more Mumfa. Hey, the boy and your mama Mumfa. Samu say we are now with Tati, I will be back. Oh, I don't know. They see a map and me dodo. Kwame Eugene make them loco. At the same time, I am my shemi condo.
Yeah, 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 bro.
For the party, burn it up, make it hot like your roof is on fire. Big girls in your faces, turn it up, no darling for the corner. Eh. And pay attention to what I say. And it's about when you're chilling, go fatty. Yeah, they good arrange, now my pointing. Fine, fine girls wanna show a guy you loving. Yeah, with a vibe, so everybody really wanna do the dancing, do the libby lover. I go choose my kente to balance the other. We the chill dada, so we don't really bother.
Yeah, yeah, check road, yeah. Every day we the chill. Check my composure. I did high on the hill. Can you be a rapper? So every day we the party. Yeah, yeah, check road, yeah. Every day we the chill.
That was We Dey Chill by IL featuring Fati and Kwame Eugene. Oh, hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now to Mali. Here's an old but good jam from 2000 by the late Issa Bakayogo featuring Oumou Sangaré, Nyangran.
Hey, kurenga chowye. Inga kurenga bulalika fulibeo. Enu musiriki niroba ule. Sama wale bama bagana. Kawapo mulo baye weba. Sira fadone isara.
Was Issa Pakayogo featuring Oumu Sangaré from Mali. So earlier this week, I did my music listening quiz right here in VOA Studios. Here it is.
And now it is time for Drop the Needle. We're in the studio, me and Sheikh Thierrot at VOA in Washington, D.C. Sheikh, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. We're here to talk about African music today.
Yes, we are. But first, you're going to have the little quiz. Are you ready?
I'm ready, always.
All right, let's start with number one. All right, check.
This is Kula Afuchi, right?
What's the first name? It's two syllables. They had a Broadway musical play on it. He's got...
Yeah.
Okay. You're just... It's Fela...
Fela Kuti.
Kuti.
Yeah, Fela Kuti. That's what I'm looking for. I shouldn't forget this.
No,
but
that's
Fela
okay.
Kuti,
that's
yeah.
okay. And from where?
From Ghana, right?
No.
No. I thought he was from Ghana.
No. So, okay, Sheikh, okay. You know, he's from Mali originally.
I'm from Mali originally.
So, but you would think living Mali, Nigeria, both kind of West Africa,
yeah.
He's Nigerian.
Nigerian, okay.
Fela Kuti, Nigerian. That style of music is Afrobeat.
Afrobeat, yeah. Yeah, I listen to Fela Kuti a lot. You know, I mean, everybody knows he's the legend for Afrobeat,
yeah.
You know, and because of him, Afrobeat really took over right now like this. Yeah,
it's so true. But
yeah.
You know, he's long gone. It's his son. He has a couple sons now that have taken over.
Yeah.
But this is the original Fela, Anikulapo Kuti.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, man. This is the legend
okay,
right there.
This is the legend. All right, let's go to number two. Okay, okay.
I couldn't wait to say that one.
Because you know that. Absolutely. Umu Sangare from your home country.
From my home country, yeah. Umu Sangare, a Grammy nominated, and a very advocate for women. You know,
yes.
Big talent from Africa, from mm-hmm. Wasulu music.
Yes.
That's Umu Sangare for sure.
Oh, you got it. What's the title of the song?
Furu, mean marriage?
No, Musolu.
Musolu. Oh.
Oh.
Musolu and Fru.
Faso Barakadi.
Yeah, Faso Barakadi. I think
I know the song.
Yeah,
Musolu, you know. Malikono Musolu. Farafina Musolu.
There you go.
Faso Barakadi.
There you go. That's for women, you know. I really am a big supporter of that.
I love this guy. All right, let's go to number three.
You know who this is.
I know, you know. Just full disclosure, just before this segment, we were talking about how much he loves Ama Piano. And so I know you know this one, but go ahead for our listeners and viewers.
Costa
Titch, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace on him. That it was very sad to see a young talent go this way, Eder, you know. He's full of talent, full of energy, full of Afrobeat, especially Ama Piano. Yeah.
Okay, and just so that we get the quiz correct, what country is he from?
South Africa.
Okay, we got
absolutely.
It. All right. Sheikh Thiero, thank you so much for playing Drop the Needle.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me, and this is fun.
Bravo.
Sure, merci.
Félicitations.
Merci.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, now you've met Sheikh. You heard how he did on that quiz. We're going to listen to this Portuguese pop song now and then return to Sheikh, where we chat about sports and music and his foundation for African and other youth. Here's Como Tu by Barbara Bandeira featuring Ivandro.
Já não vai sentir, não vai um futuro conter. O meu coração tá partir, vai encontrar alguém como tu. Sei que é isso que eu quero. A vida é mesmo assim, aprendi com os meus erros. Só costumo cobiçar aquilo que eu não tenho. Agora que foste embora, vejo o meu empenho. Foste embora, mas tu levaste bocado de mim. Nossa história não é de agora, então não acaba aqui. Como é que é suposto um gajo equilibrar-se assim? Estás-me a fazer tanta falta que hoje eu não dormi. Sinto saudade, sinto saudade. Desculpa ter aparecido, vi até ligar. Senti saudade, sinto saudade. Desculpa ter aparecido e não ter avisado.
Já não faz sentido, não vejo um futuro contigo. O meu coração tá partido, vai encontrar alguém como. É minha promoção. Meu corpo é dose de caos na tua calça. E tu não podes tocar a tua calção. Reações nas tuas calças. Baby, dá para ver que o teu corpo não está de acordo. Tu disseste que eu dava trabalho a mais. Olha quantos voluntários querem trabalhar agora. Como tu querem meter na prática. Tu investes a ficar vingativa. Então este é a minha after party, yeah. Teu amor já coube no meu peito. O teu anel já coube no meu dedo. Mas a caminho do altar eu joguei. Mãe me quer com as pétalas do buquê. E entendi que
já não vais sentir, não vais um futuro contigo. O meu coração tá a partir.
Vai encontrar alguém como tu. Sinto saudade,
Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Yes, okay, hello everybody. Now, back to my studio chat with Drop the Needle contestant.
Cheikh Thiérot, originally from Mali, now you work at VOA. What is your current position here?
I'm a producer here for the Africa Division, French to Africa / Bambara service. Mm-hmm. I'm a former athlete. I went to school here, grew up here pretty much, but I'm always connected to the culture. Mm-hmm. And I like the bridge between U.S. and Africa.
How long have you been here in the U.S.?
I would say more over 15 years.
Oh, 10. You really did grow up.
Yeah.
You went to high school?
Yeah, I went to high school here mm-hmm. to play basketball. You know,
you guys, he's super tall.
Yeah, but Heather, I'm only 6'10. When I say I'm only 6'10, people are shocked that how you say you only 6'10, because I see a lot of people 7 feet when you play sport. You see a lot of people 7 feet. Mm-hmm. You know, but I didn't think like 6'10 was really tall, because you see a lot of people tall just like you. But I'm 6'10 and I came here playing high school basketball. It gave me a lot of opportunity to go to college.
That's great. And you do a lot with basketball, don't you, outside of you?
Absolutely. I do a lot of basketball. I really have a non-profit. I help kids who come here to see their dream like I did. Mm-hmm. I connect kids to school in the United States. I brought almost 16 so far. They all come here in high school at the early age, you know, and they go to college and they do what I did.
What's the name of your foundation?
Den of Africa.
Den, children.
Yeah.
In Bambara.
Yeah.
Den, you know I speak Bambara.
It's the children. That's the word came from. Den is a son of Africa. Mm. You know, children of Africa.
D-E-N.
But I don't only do African, because I have some players from Venezuela, and which I connect them through my former teammate. They know I'm doing this because I'm connected to school. They give me these kids from Venezuela. They're really tall, and I have all of them named. They go to school here, some of them in junior college. So I keep up with them a little bit. Sometimes it's a lot of work, but, you know.
Yeah, that's rewarding.
Yeah,
rewarding.
And also we have this NBA Basketball Africa League, which I play a big role in for the VOA, and because of my understanding of the sports. And I'm into sports, you know. I'm into arts, anything that's artistic, sports, music. You know, when you say sports, music is part of it.
It is, isn't it? So speaking of that, as an athlete, what kind of music gets you the most juiced up and like ready to play and do your best?
Well, I mean, it's different. For Americans, it's rap for sure. Most of Americans, when I'm in locker room with my teammate, I listen to a lot of rap music, you know, because they motivate you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of cursing word, but, you know, that's what people gassed up about.
Well, and the beat, too. I mean, the rhythm.
Yeah, the rap is really big, you know. But sometimes there's Afrobeat trying to come in now, but rap is really what get people motivated. I listen to a lot of Boosie, Wipe It Down. You know, that's something.
I don't know that. How's it go?
Yeah, he's
it's sing like a little lick.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I want to sing that now, but it's a very swear word on it. You know, title name Wipe Me Down. Wipe Me Down mean you gotta wipe me down because I'm better than you.
Oh.
And, you know,
I dare you to try.
Yeah, I dare you to try. This is what I'm going to do. So even when you look at LSU, when they went and the girls were dancing Boosie music, and it's not new in the sports culture, especially basketball, NFL football also is the same thing. Rap music makes you get people going.
I pull up at the club, VIP, gas tank on me, but all drinks on me.
Wipe me out.
Fresh kicks, fresh white, tall tee, fresh NFL hat, fresh bowls with the.
Okay, what about for you, though, that comes from originally from Africa and you're still in touch with your roots? What do you like to listen to on the African side? If you had to choose a playlist of African music to juice you up.
Yeah, I like something that's going to motivate me.
Like
and
what?
Get me up. I listened to a lot of piano, and at the time, piano was not big like that, but there is some South African music that I really listen to. Penny Penny.
Mm.
I don't know if you're Penny Penny. He's one of the old African music artists.
I'll find it. I'll play it for everyone.
Yeah, Penny Penny and Brenda Fassie.
Oh, yeah.
That speak about Africa. Mm-hmm. You know, those music really get me hype if I'm listening to African music, you know.
Okay, so what about today in Mali? You were telling me earlier, and I already queued up the song, so just actually, you tell our viewers and listeners, what is this one band? They've got a new album out.
It's a Bambara. And I think his music is originally African Malian style music, but they're trying to make it like salsa.
And they call it Bomba Mali.
Yeah, Bomba Mali, Bambara.
Bomba Mali, and, Bambara.
Ahmed, yeah, Ahmed is a lot of, it's not only Malian in it, which make it more unique because the beat is some different, like it's like salsa. And, you know, I like the music. That's the one.
Which is actually something not new for Manding, all of Mande area, to have Afro salsa.
Salsa, yeah.
I mean, those bands back in the day, they were amazing.
Absolutely.
Afro-Cuban music.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this song I picked, it wasn't the one you had me listen to a couple of days ago when we were talking. This one is from that band, but it's called Sangre Mandinga.
Sangre Mandinga.
What does that mean?
Sangre Mandinga. Mandinga means you gotta be proud of where you're from. You know?
Oh.
Sangre Mandinga means you are from this area. Everybody, the world should know something like that.
Okay,
yeah,
like
the world should know. Yeah. Sangre Mandinga.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah,
and then we'll say goodbye.
Absolutely.
Let's jam.
How to flip all this, you know? it's fun, yeah.
Sunday, Mandinga, vive Latinoamérica.
Iwara Bamako, Mali Bamako, ya family and the new year. Daini Bara Nyuma.
Sunday, Mandinga, vive Latinoamérica.
One other thing I noticed in this is that it sounds Afro-Cuban, but they have the kora.
Yeah. The Alcora, they have a lot of instruments.
Yeah, which makes it very uniquely Mandinga.
Yeah, it's a group. I think they can make a good group.
Bomba Mali is a group.
Yeah, it's a group.
And then these are some featured singers.
And it's not only Malian, it's some Cuban, I believe, on it too.
Yeah,
somebody there.
There was a name there that didn't sound Malian.
Yeah, I think his name is, I forgot
Jeff,
his name.
Jeff something.
Yeah, something like that. I love a lot of music, but you know, music is just go a lot in a different way, in different shape, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love R&B, I love rap, I'm a piano, I love like Mandingo music, I love salsa, I love reggae. You know?
What about country and western?
Yeah, I love country western too. I like bluegrass.
Oh, you really do like everything.
Yeah, I know bluegrass, you know. I like listen to bluegrass, you know.
Well, bluegrass kind of reminds me of traditional Malian music with all the strings and how the fast-paced picking.
The banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know those stuff because my I got a host family here. They listen to a lot of country music. I learned country music like that.
Africano, cubano, soy de Bogotá, lo que corre.
piano and kora, I did not believe that that would actually sound good together.
Yeah.
But I mean, it does in this piece.
It does. They're trying to be creative with this one.
It's really very good.
Yeah.
Okay, we can wrap it up. I think it's about time. The song is almost over. Sheikh Tirol, thank you so much for being my guest on Drop the Needle, and also just, you know, sharing your experience and your passion for music and in sports.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. You know, I hope we'll do this more, but I really like music and I'm very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sheikh Tirol, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.
Voice of America, this is Baba Kuboye. You are listening to Dr. Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Do not touch that dial.
All right. Hey, everybody. Now, let's give this brand new single from the Democratic Republic of Congo a listen. It's called Je Te Jure, or I Swear to You, by Cindy LeCoeur, featuring our friend here at VOA who came to visit last year, Kofi Olomide.
Yakubo yanga mon amour. Awa oye iko kwe langa ya moye banga malamwe. Na boye lobyo kose langa makambo ebele, ebele, empoti kanga e.
Awa mwasi yoni mina libala Tazanga langa irita joyeba Ngala zanga langa vamwaye Kitite, netote ya malunga Eske ukukuka Soki olinga kana yonda kwa baminda Nazanga langa garanti yondala Ngaila fute laka mwabi Kokeu maite kuroteu eske ukukuka.
Ah mon chéri, à ta osangie, na koki koboya yote c'est jusqu'à la mort.
Je te jure. Yona linga iso kyo silikie. Na kobone la yoki nontongo ikutana
Je te jure
Misala eko mimpasidi Atama ina kote kama Atapusu na kokumba makolo Kola yo adi sheri Ae Misala iko mimpasidi Ata porteur na koko mananga Ata sireur na ko sirena Sunga kayo e mwa sinanga Aye aye
Ibala tanga minite Asala ba kompis yanga diplomasi ya libala Doktora nanga ya kovanda malamu na libala
Nazali na mbongo mingi te Kimbu ni pepa uni sheri na kobunda Bolingo basomba kate na mosolo Sheri fe le choix de ton coeur
Ah mon chéri, ata ozangie Na koki kobo ya yote se jusqu'à la mort
Je te jure
Ah mon chéri, soki osiliki Tako bonde la yoki non tombe kutana
Je te jure
cet imbécile, ya ya. Na Paris sans retour, oh oh. Le cœur a ses raisons, que la raison ne connaît pas.
Mingi baleka awa kasi motema e boya bangwe.
Mingi baleka awa kasi motema e tinanga kutute.
Nalinga bango. Napona seyo chérie o koma wanga.
Napona seyo buzu e to sala foye.
Naina ye bakate. Naina ye bakate. Que la raison, que la raison ne connaît pas. Mingi baleka awa kasi motema e boya bangwe.
Mingi baleka awa kasi motema e tinanga kutute.
Nalinga bango. Napona seyo chérie o mawanga. Napona seyo buzu e to sala foye. Naina ye bakate.
Naina ye bakate.
Mama, asemek, kaya ona poni mobile nanga. Na lingiye, makamu na biso, okotati.
Hi, my name is Hind Naira from Morocco. This is Music Time in Africa.
This is the sound of Mongezi Ntaka playing the opening song of his latest album, Ubukonga. The singer, his collaborator in music is Lorraine Klassen.
Abela pa mapono, ayavuke kusene. Abela pa mapono, ayavuke kusene. Achilele mungo, achilele mungo.
Mongezi visited me at the VOA headquarters earlier this week to talk about the project and play a little, too, with me as his backup singer. We're going to listen to a couple of minutes of this song, Amompando, and then we will get to that interview and performance. Now to the interview. It starts right out with his live performance.
Mongezi, it's so great to have you on the set.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So you have a new album out.
So the new album is called Ukubonga, which in Zulu translating to gratitude. So this piece, Higher Than Mountain, actually it didn't make the album, but It was recorded about the same time. We had thought that we were going to put it on the album, but then we realized that we had so much material to deal with, especially from the township side.
Yeah.
And the inspiration is just to give encouragement to those that are going through some difficult relationships, all kinds, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure that they can be able to move on without having to doubt themselves. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you had me learn it, so I'm going to be singing a little bit back up here on this tune.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
the blues. It's all right to shake the tree. Let things start in you. Sometimes you just let go to bring peace in your heart. Somewhere your star will glow, giving life a dream to fly higher, higher than mountains, and dig deeper, deeper than ocean.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Now, let's return to the album a little bit more. So you recorded it in Montreal, but you worked with Lorraine Claassen. You recorded it there, and then you went to South Africa for, what, a couple of months? Just recently you came back. Tell me about that.
Yes, so the whole idea, lately, Lorraine and I, we are focusing on indigenous music because that's where our roots come from. Both of us were born in the urban areas of Johannesburg in South Africa. And so lately we've been focusing on learning more about our roots, where the music comes from in the rural areas of South Africa. So we're so lucky that Lorraine was able to source funds from Canada Arts Council for us to go and do more research, talk to the artists, to learn more about where this music that we call township, its origins. It's a mixture, just like everywhere else, you know, wherever you go on every continent. Mm-hmm. When you go to the urban areas, the music they're playing there is not necessarily the original sound. It's just a mixture of different things. Mm-hmm. So we went to South Africa and traveled through the country, speaking to some of South Africa's well-known indigenous artists.
Who, for example?
Like Dr. Notembi Nkwebane, who is considered as the queen of Ndebele music. And she's well known in South Africa. She has had a lot of accolades. Mm-hmm. She has been given a lot of honorary degrees throughout South Africa, several universities. Mm-hmm. And she has been honored by all the presidents of the new South Africa, including Mandela, Thabo Mbeki, Jacob Zuma, Cyril Ramaphosa. All of them have acknowledged her. Mm-hmm. So we went to her house and we spent the whole day. And likely enough, that day, Vusi Mahlasela, who's a good friend of mine, she's the one, yeah, the singer, the voice. Yes, he said, Mongezi, you need to come to Pretoria. I'll take you to Notembi Nkwemane's house, and you're going to learn, and she's going to host you. And Lorraine and I went there, and it was beautiful. Oh. We left that place full of knowledge, you know. And so we had, the week before, we had interviewed, spent some time with another well-known South African artist by the name of Tunokwe, who is responsible for getting the play Sarafina off the ground. She also has a lot of honorary degrees mm-hmm. given to her through her work for promoting Zulu traditional music, Maskandi, and also Amampondo, like music from the Mpondo land and yes. all that. Yes.
Maskandi, I love Maskandi music. Can you play some of that on the guitar?
So most of it starts, my guitar is not tuned for that, but I can demonstrate how it is. Normally you have to drop down some of the tuning here, just one of the strings, but it'll be some.
I remember Maskandi being that way, where it starts out with sort of arrhythmic, and then the rhythm kicks in.
Yes.
Yes.
So the intro, it's not necessarily played in time because of its purpose. And the purpose is to call, to make people aware.
Hey, music's happening.
Something
we're going to start.
Yes. So it's very conversational. Mm. And for the traditional Maskandi musicians, there's a language there.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't studied the music deep enough, even though I'm talking to a lot of our Maskandi musicians and learning, but each individual that plays that style of music, they have their own code, their own intro. Mm-hmm. So there's like a voice, and people will know just by hearing
it. Is.
Yes, and what, you know, what they're saying and all that. So that's why you have this drawn out intro, and then the rhythm comes in and all that.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yes.
So back to your album once again. When we listen to the 13 tracks, it is
13 tracks. Yes.
When we listen to the 13 tracks, we are going to be able to really hear the music that you researched, traditional, different styles of traditional music, with Lorraine's beautiful voice
yes.
carrying everything through, and your guitar playing.
Yes. So Lorraine, I've been producing Lorraine for about 20 years for a record company in Montreal, Just in Time Records. They are the premier jazz and indigenous music record label in Canada, mm-hmm. Just in Time.
Just in Time. So J-U-S-T-I-N.
Yes.
I-N.
Just
time.
In Time, yes.
I like that.
So they have distributed a lot of American artists, and some of the artists they signed in Canada have become very popular in America, like jazz artists that were bought from the, you know, mm-hmm. their contracts. But anyway, I've been working with her on that label for a long time.
Okay.
And then when it was time for her to do a new album, they sat down, they said, look, we need to get Mongezi involved with you, because when you do a duo, when you perform, we like that setup where you, yeah. just the two of you, acoustic guitar and voice. So Lorraine and the record company called me, Jim West, the president of the record company. They said, look, Mongezi, can you come in to Montreal for a meeting? And we'd like you to record some of the things that you do, Lorraine. So we sat down. I said, okay, give us a couple of weeks. And the songs were specifically chosen because of the era, the time where they're coming from, but also the areas, and so that we're very inclusive of all the cultural groups in South Africa, mm-hmm. that everybody is included.
And Lorraine, excuse me, but does she sing in multiple languages, or
yes.
primarily in English?
Oh. Lorraine sings all the I'd say Lorraine sings in like about 11 languages, 12 languages, and she sings them very well.
Oh.
And so if you listen to this album, she's singing in about 5 languages.
Wow.
Yeah, she's singing them all because she's a people person. She can sing in Haitian Creole. She can sing in Congolese Lingala. And then she sings in most of the South African languages like Sesotho, Setswana, isiZulu, Shanga.
And she is a great stage performer.
Yes.
She's fantastic.
She's, yes. She's a pleasure to work with.
Yeah.
The older generation that really started this style of music we call Township, like Dorothy Masuka, Dori Ratebe, the Dark City Sisters, Mahotela Queens.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have passed on. There's few that are still alive. So Lorraine has taken over that. She's the only artist really that's like continuing the tradition of like Township music from South Africa. Everybody else, they have developed their own sound, but Lorraine, because her mother Tandi Klassen was a premier artist in South Africa, jazz singer, you know, before she passed away in 2017. And so Lorraine, she has taken it upon herself to promote this culture. That's why I love working with her, because I'm more into the cultural part of music more than I'm into the show business part of music. The cultural part of it enriches me, and that's why I like working with her.
Are you and Lorraine going to be on tour anytime soon?
Yes.
Where am I?
So Lorraine stayed behind when we went to South Africa. She just came back last week.
Okay.
She stayed a bit longer than me. She had to wrap up some other interviews we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have meetings this whole week, mapping up dates. And so stay tuned. There'll be our tour coming up soon. And we intend to bring some of these women that we interviewed in South Africa, the indigenous women, like Unotembi, Nkwebane, Utunokwe, all these artists, you know, we want to bring them so they can join us on stage. Both of them play guitars. So imagine Unotembi, Nkwebane, Utunokwe, and myself are playing together, and then Lorraine. And so we're working on
it. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, we're working on that.
It is going to be amazing. So, yes, stay tuned for that, everyone. I'll keep you updated, too, on TV and the radio. I'll let you know when actually the tour is happening. But to say goodbye, would you like to just play something out?
Yeah, you know, I can just, like, do a little of a township, little thing for you, like Marabi, where I came from, my background. So...
A pleasure to have you performing live on set here at VOA and including me in the song. Thank you so much, Mongezi.
Thank you, welcome. It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, hello everyone. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mongezi and his neo-traditional township music with Lorraine Klassen. You can watch that interview on my YouTube channel, along with hundreds of others. And if you do, hey, please subscribe and say hello. Now, this is the last song of the hour. And if you remember, earlier in the show, Chek Tiero, my Drop the Needle challenger, he talked about how much he loved listening to the South African musician Penny Penny when he wants to get energized and stuff. I didn't know this artist, and do you remember? I promised him I would look it up and play it for you all, and myself too, at the end of the show. Well, I am so glad I did. He's awesome! And here's one of my favorite songs so far. It's called Ebola AIDS, taken from his 1996 album, Yoko Yoko.
I'm in a side.
Jenny from South Africa. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. A very special thank you to Mongezi Ntaka for his studio visit at our headquarters here in Washington, D.C., and also to Sheikh Tiaho for playing Drop the Needle and turning us on to Penny Penny. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and also online at voaafrica.com, Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.